Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. If you like to eat fish, then the menu at a special dinner tonight at Legal Seafoods in Boston's Park Square probably sounds appealing. Black tiger shrimp fritters, cod cheeks with spaghetti squash, prosciutto-wrapped hake. But the idea behind the dinner isn't just to make a meal. It's to make a point. Some environmental groups have told consumers to avoid eating tiger shrimp, cod, and hake, the very dishes being served tonight, because they're overfished or because their fishing techniques are bad for the environment. But the head of Legal Seafoods, Roger Berkowitz, says those so-called seafood blacklists oversimplify things.
I was at a event on a panel at the Culinary Institute of America about a year ago, and there was a chef there from one of the groups, and you know, and I asked point blank, I said, how can you put cod on the avoid list? And he didn't know what to say, and all of a sudden he whipped out his little guide, and he said, because it says so right here. And unfortunately, people have simplified it without people really having a great understanding, and it's too easy for most people to say, okay, that's on a avoid list, I'm not going to have it.
How can seafood lovers make sure they do the right thing? To find out, earlier today, we spoke with Heather Tausig of the New England Aquarium. She's attending tonight's dinner, and we asked her whether simply by looking at the description of, say, the tiger shrimp on the menu, you could tell if it's a sustainable seafood.
When we consider the environmental impacts of farm-raised species, we're looking at a number of things. We're looking at kind of the industry-wide impacts. And, you know, without really diving into the individual farm, you really can't get a sense whether this farm is really doing good things in terms of the inputs that are going into the farm, the waste that's coming out, the impact on other species, et cetera. So, you know, as a whole, certainly, you know, serving farm shrimp would potentially raise a red flag, but this is an opportunity where a chef has to kind of dive in and say, this is a farm that's addressing all of these environmental impacts, and these are how they're doing it.
This menu simply says black tiger shrimp, and that's typical of most menus. It's not
right.
Often going to tell you what country or what farm. So
right.
Without that detail, how can a consumer know whether he or she's making a sustainable food choice?
Asking the questions is a really important part of this whole process. So for consumers, you can certainly go to a number of different organizations and find out information about sustainable seafood as a whole, you know, what that organization is doing to either look at individual species. And, you know, we talk a lot about trying to promote what we call ocean-friendly seafood choices, and we talk about those on our website, why we think that this whole species is a really great choice. We provide recipes, et cetera. But if you find something where, for instance, you've heard a story about farm shrimp or you've heard a story about farm salmon or anything else, what then this affords you the opportunity, this asking questions part, is to be able to go into a restaurant or your seafood supermarket and be able to say, why are you selling that? What do you know about that? Where does it come from?
It seems like this is an awfully complicated process for consumers to try to do the right thing.
Yeah, well, it is a complicated arena to be working in. One of the things, a couple things that we've tried to do, we've tried to articulate that that there are ocean-friendly seafood choices that you can find, and we encourage people to really try to diversify their choices. So, you know, a number of people might just be familiar and comfortable with just serving salmon as their only seafood choice. And we put forward recipes and other ways to encourage people to try new species that they haven't thought of before.
So this is complicated for consumers to try to get to the bottom of.
It certainly is, but there's so many more resources now for consumers. Personally, when I'm a consumer and I go out to a restaurant and I'm able to ask the wait staff about why they're serving that particular kind of seafood, even why they're serving that particular chicken or beef or, you know, local produce, for them to have an answer that really highlights what they're doing, that makes me feel good as a consumer to be wanting to, you know, support them as a restaurant or support that supermarket.
Heather, thanks for talking about this.
Thank you for having me.
Heather Tausig is the Associate Vice President of Conservation at the New England Aquarium.